share in the secret.
Tales of woe in California as some families can't even leave their homes because the mud is blocking the entrance. That happened to a couple of people in L.A., and there are neighborhoods that are blanketed in mud. Can you imagine? I'm talking about really engulfing the cars, looking like the mud is eating the cars, for lack of a better way to describe it. Horrible stuff, rock slides. It's the worst rain that they have ever been hammered with, I believe now they're saying, in their history. At least December storm-wise, it has absolutely been the worst, and it's supposed to continue until Thursday. So thank goodness, Christmas Eve, they get a little bit of a reprieve. But people are getting trapped. 911 calls are blowing out the switchboards and some of these areas in L.A., there's all kinds of freeway problems, the interchanges along 10 and 57, if you know any of those highways, are terrible. Just, if you're in Illinois, if you're listening to us outside of the United States, and you've ever been through the kind of storm that just doesn't stop, just doesn't quit, it's like when they talk about the monsoons and monsoon season. You see what has happened in India. Remember what happened in Pakistan. And it's like that, only it's hitting L.A. It's just awful, the kind of wind, too, that they're seeing, 55 miles an hour. So far, 6 inches has fallen in some of the urban areas of L.A., more than a foot of rain measured in parts of the San Gabriel Mountains is terrible. And the geologists are saying that the mudslides and all that debris and all that nonsense, it's likely to be even worse as you keep approaching more and more every single hour. More of that rain is falling in the foothills and stuff, and it's nasty. It's supposed to stop. The sun is supposed to come out on Thursday. You know, that whole thing about sun in Southern California. Well, what a way to start Mother Nature once again making the news here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name. You know how we roll here if you've ever heard the show. We do zig and zag all over the place. It's like you're on a roller coaster, and we're talking about all kinds of things. If it's happening in your backyard, we might be talking about it. I hope we're talking about it because it's the water cooler buzz and the conversation on the overnight highway, I think, that makes the difference. We're not stuck. We're not stuck on one thing and hammering it to death. But speaking of getting hammered to death, that was what it was like during this lame duck session. I heard there was massive phone calls and lots of schmoozing going on because it is about the number of votes that you're able to get heading in to the vote on whatever it is they're talking about, whether it's the START treaty, don't ask, don't tell, the repeal of that, or if we're talking about the tax agreement, that's what happens. You know, there's like a chalkboard, and on that chalkboard, you have the yays and the nays and the maybes and who can we sway, and the president himself trying to burn up the phone lines, trying to make the deals, and the deals worked because there were the bipartisan cooperation was the best that it's been in a very, very long time. Some of what was passed, I say thumbs up. Some of what was passed, I say thumbs down. The 9/11 responders bill, the health bill, absolutely. I can't see how anybody would want to shoot this down, especially after they tweaked the numbers. They, being Chuck Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand, they were able to tweak the numbers, make it more palatable, make more sense, because whenever you give out money, whenever you're talking about a tragedy and you have people that desperately need that money, you're going to have the bottom feeder, shady-type cats who are going to try to come in, swoop in and take advantage of that. So there are some things that are part of what was passed that will make that a little bit harder to happen, and the money was a little bit lower, and I think this is why it worked. In fact, I want you to hear the, I love to hear the vote counts. I don't know why, but the one thing I like to see on C-SPAN is when they do the votes. I think you should know how everybody votes anyway. Here's Biden in talking about the A's, the I's.
To extend and improve protections and services to individuals directly impacted by the terrorist attack in New York City on September 11, 2001, and for other purposes.
The question is the passage of the bill is amended. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it.
The ayes have it, and that's just how it works. And Biden was the ambassador on this one. And here's what Biden had to say about the START treaty passing. I think he had a little comment, if I'm right, about that.
71 yeas, 26 nays, two-thirds of the Senate present. Having voted in the affirmative, the resolution of ratification is agreed to.
All right, there you go. They got it. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Hello, Kate. I thought you were going to play that song, It Never Rains in Southern California.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, the weather, you never know what's going to happen. Can't predict it.
That's right.
But, no, we have storms and tornadoes, floods, and everything where I live at, so it's no big deal.
It's no big deal, except for if you're in the middle of it. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate having to deal with that when you're in the, when you're caught in that?
Well, yeah, but you have to prepare yourself for it, and I mean...
Well, there's the answer, what you just said right there. You have to prepare yourself for it. But how many people do you think, Rick, are really prepared?
None.
There you go. None. I like that. None.
Have portable generators, flashlights.
Right.
You know, stuff ready in case of floods or tornado hits or whatever. Be ready.
You're
for
right.
Have a basement to go to. But, did I hear that right? They passed that bill for the 911 rescue people or...
Yes, for the 9/11 responders, the first responders who were told by the EPA that was fine what they were breathing in. Now they get the money they need. Yes.
Yeah, I knew they'd go vote on, but I didn't know how it'd come out today. So, anyway, I was watching your protege again, Lord Palin. That woman,
my protege.
I mean, she's dumb.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The thing with Palin is she has to watch when she gets caught with the facts. When she's put in certain situations where that's what it's about. It's like, whoa, don't you realize here's what we're asking you? I think she's set up sometimes in the wrong direction and that she shouldn't be put in those situations.
Well, they talking about her show. She shot that caribou and killed it. And I guess by out in Hollywood, producers made some disparaging remarks about her. You know, she just likes to kill animals. She don't want the fur or meat or nothing like that. And she's trying to slap him back by saying that, well, I suppose in his movies, he's got somebody pointing a gun and killing people. So I'm not killing people. You know, movies are make-believe.
Exactly. Movies are make-believe.
Yeah, but she thought he's actually doing it in the movies.
Oh, I missed that one. I'll have to go back and see if I can get a clip of that. But thanks, Rick. Thanks for the call. You take care. Keep both hands on the wheel, partner. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Time for another edition of Weekend Counts here on ATN. How about this? You're going to like this one. Well, I'm probably not going to like this one. I think it's over the top. And I would tell them what they could do with their job. I don't think I would even apply for this job. I'm not a smoker. I haven't been a smoker. I mean, sure, I've tried smoking occasionally, but I'm definitely not a smoker. I never was from the time I was a kid. It just wasn't my deal. But here's the deal. At this hospital in Newburyport, what they have going on is discrimination. They're saying don't bother applying for a job at the Anna Jacques Hospital in Newburyport if you smoke. So this is the thing, though. The hospital is requiring people who apply for these jobs to take nicotine tests. If they test positive, they'll be rejected. If they quit smoking, they can try again in 6 months. So this is what you have to ask yourself. How far do you want the companies that you're employed by to jump into your private world, into your private life? This goes to that whole health thing. Cigarette smoking versus drinking versus smoking pot. And, okay, you know, you could say something, well, you know, we want a healthy environment for the people who work here. And, geez, we want a healthy environment for our patients, too. But the answer to that is, again, I get the smoking thing, okay, you have to go outside. But should they be able to discriminate any way they want to discriminate. And if, you know, I guess if they can just bend and change the rules however they want it, and that's the danger. The danger is, okay, you might say, well, screw it, I don't smoke, and I don't think you should be allowed to smoke at the hospital or outside of the hospital or whatever, and they have the right to test people to make sure you're telling the truth. But then how much further could they go in refusing to hire you? And to me, that's where the lines are a little bit blurry. I wouldn't want to work for them. I wouldn't want to work for somebody that was telling people what they could do in their private life. Because what about the people who would drink? What about the people who would be smoking weed on their way to work? Yeah, smoking weed on their way to work because, hey, that's their business. But you're not testing them for that. They didn't say anything about that you couldn't smoke marijuana. It's just that you couldn't have a nicotine deal. You couldn't have that, right? And then there's so many other directions and areas you could go in. So I'm going to say that this hospital and this policy, which, by the way, has affected, and this is the number part of we can count, 300 people so far in applying, the rejection of 300 people, it's just over the top for me. I don't think that they should be able to go down that slippery slope. Yeah, too much. A little bit too much. All right, how about this? This is a crazy story. A car crashed onto President Bush's lawn in Texas, actually just a stone's throw away from where our satellite facility is in Dallas. Police and security folks were scrambling, and that's exactly what happened as I describe it. Boom, bang. Driver suddenly shatters quiet neighborhood, hits the front lawn of Bush's house. And they say that the single car accident happened when Bush wasn't home. Neither was Laura Bush. There wasn't any reports of damage. The driver was questioned but released after the accident. He says he had been visiting one of Bush's neighbors because, you know, they live in a gated community, but there's other people who live there. So there were how many agents that jumped all over this guy when he got out of the car? Five. Five agents were on him like white on rice. Yeah. And, of course, because, you know, it's that whole Secret Service deal. We talked about this story when we're talking about the recounts and talking about the fact that Lisa Murkowski, Senator Murkowski, was a write-in candidate in the end. She was furious after losing the Republican primary. So the Alaska Supreme Court slammed Republican Joe Miller with another setback. They refused to overturn the election results that favored Lisa Murkowski in that race. They say they found no remaining issues raised by Miller that prevent the election from being certified. Here's where the number comes in. If Miller chooses to fight on, the state will have until December 29th to respond. And then the U.S. district judge who's handling this thing said he would take the matter under advisement. But it looks like Miller is probably going to step aside because the state and Murkowski want the resolution. Senators are sworn in, for goodness sake, in the new Congress on January 5th. She called the high court's ruling, by the way, a great relief. A great relief. We move to oil. I always say this. If you look at oil, you'll know what you're going to pay at the pump. I don't care where it is that you're living in the United States or outside the borders, certainly you know this. If you look at the price of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange in the U.S., it's shot up to, gosh, 91 a barrel. So it's 91, and it's the highest it's been in 2 years. You'd have to go back to October of 2008. I've been following this closely, and we've been talking about this a lot. The Energy Department's Energy Information Administration. That sounds like a long title on a card, doesn't it? I am with the Energy Department, Energy Information Administration. They said, anyway, that crude supplies actually dropped by 5.3 million barrels last week from the week before. The EPA says last week the supplies dropped 9.9 barrels. Yeah, there's got to be a better way. Haven't we been talking about this better way? We just haven't implemented anything, right? I mean, how many countries, and like, granted they're much smaller, are kicking the U.S.'s butt when it comes to alternatives? Brazil, it's either or. Ethanol or petro. Granted, much smaller, but you have the choice, and you can actually have both in your tank when you're driving around, so you can go to the other if you get in trouble with one, if you run out, in other words, with another. All right, here's our last one. 26% in the U.S. have used cell phones for activism. That was a headline that I saw earlier in the day. So what does that mean? What that means is if you voted, there's probably a chance that you might have been texting about it. What happened was that many people in the United States used the cells to try to get other people to vote in the midterm elections, or to report back on whatever they saw at the voting places where they were. And this was put out by the Pew folks. They say that 14% used their phones to tell others that they voted, 12% used their handsets to get results, and another 1% used an app to keep posted. And they took photos and videos and all that other sort of stuff. So obviously that was kind of a grassroots method. And that's what people do. I mean, that's what people do. That's the form of communication we all use. So I don't know that I think that's such a novel thing, because if you look around, look around at people at lunch, in the grocery store, in the car, at church. Yeah. Heads are down. Why are heads down? It's not that hangdog effect. It's that people are on the cell phones. They're texting. That's the current form of communication. It's not about the conversation. It's about texting. So really? So here's the deal. Of course, yes, you can talk about those numbers, Pew, but that's how people communicate. That's how people communicate, huh? That's what happens. Yeah. I said that was our last one, and it is. Coming up next, we move from We Can Count to filling in the blanks. A lot certainly happened in this particular day in Washington. We'll talk about that. Also, the crappiest Christmas songs. Yeah, I got a little bit of a humbug. Songs you really could care less that you ever hear again. Grandma just got run over by a reindeer. Forget it. Not funny. Over it. Don't like it. Got a few others, too. Hang with us.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy, or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made.
No. Coming up, we're going to check the mail. Remember, I'm always saying, hit us up, day or night, americatonight.net. Go to the site. You can see what you missed, but also you can send us your thoughts. Let's go to Pat in New York. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking the other night about how many people can't pass exams for the Army.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. And, like, would you say, like, 75% aren't qualified? And I believe, well, since, I don't know how old you are, but in my age, I mean, we always had to, we didn't have calculators or computers in school. We always had to show our work, la, 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 la. And now I think everybody's gotten lazy with the computers and the calculators, and I think that's pretty much why nobody can pass the exam, because all the technology of today that we didn't have growing up, and
right.
I think it's part of it.
You know what? You make an excellent point, Pat. I think you're right. I think that it's partially because of the technology. It's now easy. Go to the calculators, beyond calculators, because there was certainly I had calculators growing up. But now, how you figure out problems and what you're able to do with a computer, you have a good point. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Because, like I said, we weren't allowed to use calculators in school when I was growing up.
Wow.
And there was no computers until I graduated high school. Yay.
There you go.
I mean, that would be easy for us now, but I think that's part of the reason why they got lazy in, especially now with, you know, the cell phones and everybody texting.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even, they're lucky they can spell their name on a time card.
No
alone,
kidding.
Like, you know, write, you know, snail mail. They don't know how to do it because they have to stop and think, okay, I can't use this. And, how do you write that? They basically can sign their name, and it's sad.
It is sad. It is sad that you can't even, I mean, these are people that need jobs. So they could get the jobs through the military. They could even get education through the military. But they can't pass the easiest test that the military has.
Exactly.
How scary is that?
Probably
scary. That's why I brought
could.
It up.
But,
you and I could
yeah.
probably pass it, but but that maybe that's it. You and I are all that's left. We got to defend the hill. We're going to be out there with our rifles. It's because we're
exactly.
all that's left.
it's
sad.
Yeah, it is. And one note, oh, my goodness, sports-related, can't believe the Jets. I love the Jets. Don't tell nobody because I grew up in Southwest Georgia, but oh, my God.
What's going on with the Jets? You know, it's crazy because watching them, I like the Jets too. Watching that HBO series really got me hooked into the Jets too because you got to know all the players. The saddest thing was Danny Woodhead goes to the Patriots, and of course they didn't have room for him, and they ended up, you know, Rex Ryan ended up cutting him, but then you see what a stud player he's been. And now you've got this crazy thing about the – and are you referring to the foot fetish deal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so for people who don't know, Rex Ryan says that he's not going to – you know, here they are on the verge of getting into the postseason. But now, once again, for the Jets, the focus isn't on the field. It's whether or not Rex Ryan – has a problem going on because he's been asked whether his wife Michelle posted the foot fetish videos on the internet, and he wouldn't talk about it. He said that it's a personal matter or whatever. They're calling it foot gate.
Exactly. But go Eagles. Oh my God.
Yeah, go Eagles. They're not worried about foot fetishes. They're worried about a quarterback that people are still concerned as to whether or not he's going to end up adopting a dog. Because
exactly.
That's been talked about. It's crazy. You know, that's the NFL today. They're making as much noise off the field as on the field. They would never think about that. In the past, never. They would have been mortified if that had happened. Yeah. Crazy.
My last note, and they should have a playoff just like the NFL in college and end all that.
We're gonna talk about that coming up in our next segment. Mark Cuban suddenly came out of – he can't lay in the weeds very long, and he offered to come up with some of the money to help them create a better system so they could have a playoff with the BCS.
They need to because, there's, you know, when I grew up, there was only – a couple of bowls. You had the Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, you know, an Orange Bowl. Now they got, you know, the Dog Bowl, whatever kind of bowl they could come up with, and it's ridiculous. They should just do it like the NFL and, you know, have the playoff series and end it. Because there's a lot of good teams through the years who have been like, you know, 11-0, 12-0, and just because they're not in the BCS or whatever,
yeah,
don't get their shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame.
It is a shame. You brought up some great topics. Nice call. Call us again. Don't be a stranger, Pat.
I will not. And
have a good one.
You too. Good night.
Good night. All right, 800-259-5791. See, Pat got it. He was doing the zig and zag thing all over the place, things that we've been talking about. One was the military. They came out with this study that there weren't enough people recruiting-wise that could pass the, if you didn't hear the story, they couldn't pass the test to get in, the math test, some of the reading tests, some of the simple things that were required. And therefore, they weren't eligible to even go past beyond the point of trying to make it into one of the service sectors. And then the other thing was that there were people that there was just no way they were going to pass the physical exams, so they were out on the physical sense too. So whether it was education or the physical sense, that wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. All right, he brought up the deal about Rex Ryan, and that did make news about this foot fetish thing. Let me explain it a little bit better and flesh it out for you. So he was asked about this incident. The Jets are just need to really knock off Chicago to make the playoffs, and they're trying to cut out all the other extraneous nonsense. And he was then asked if he and his wife had made these foot fetish videos. And he said he understands he was going to get all kinds of questions, but it's a personal matter. Boy, but when he said it's a personal matter, it made you think, oh, what is this about? So he says, listen, my wife's beautiful. We've been married for 23 years. She's awesome. Here's what happened. A still photographer from one of the video clips was, still photograph from one of the video clips that was posted all over the place. The Daily News got a hold of this. It showed a woman with her feet hanging out of an SUV. She's approached by someone who's not on camera. He tells her she has really beautiful feet. The other videos show the woman sitting on a couch, having a drink, reading a book, sitting on a porch, rubbing her feet. I mean, feet. And so then it goes back to Rex Ryan. And now the general manager is asked about this as to what is the deal with the feet. And does he have a foot fetish? And, you know, they're just saying basically it's embarrassing. And what happened is Ryan keeps saying to the players, too, that it's a family matter. It's just a family matter. And, you know, who knows, maybe if anything, this is kind of payback for Ryan for some of the things that have happened with the Jets on the inside. Remember, Ryan was fined $50,000 by the team when he was on a cell phone camera flipping his middle finger at a fan during some kind of a competition in Florida in the off season when that happened. It was all over the internet. It made its way back to New York in the tabloids. He apologized. He said it was inappropriate. Then you had one of the wideouts for the Jets, Braylon Edwards, who has a drunk driving charge that might affect something else stemming from this fight that he had in Ohio. I mean, they've had nothing but off-season picadillos that are making the papers in New York in the middle of trying to finish the season and get into the playoffs. The stuff with Brett Favre, the league hasn't finished its investigation. Remember, he was the Jets quarterback. And did he really send the sexy text messages and photos to the sideline reporter, who was the sideline reporter then, Jen Sterger? And I just told you about Ryan and cursing and how that was, you know, spread out all over the place. And now this crazy thing with the foot fetish deal. So it's gotten so bad because so many people want comments on it that Woody Johnson, the Jets owner, is supposed to talk to the media on Thursday so that he could talk about the suspension of another player. But instead, he's also going to be asked about this whole Ryan deal. Yeah, and Ryan had to talk to the players in a meeting heading into their game over the weekend. Wow. Oh, who knows what they're going to come up with next. I bet you HBO is kicking themselves. They probably wish they knew about this video. Stay with us. Sports Shorts next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Shorts and then head to the mail here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you across this great nation and beyond the borders. Big shout out to Christina in Sweden. Also, Joe and the boys banging it around in Venezuela, they say. We've gotten a couple of invitations to go to Venezuela. That'd be an interesting place for America Tonight to broadcast from. Hey, we did do some stuff from Ecuador. But I have a feeling Venezuela would be just a tad tougher. First, before we do that, like I said, we're going to squeeze in a little sports here. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, making news. Look, the guy loves, adores, caresses the spotlight. Why did he ever do Dancing with the Stars? Who knows? He has two left feet, and it didn't make any sense, but he did. He did it. He also was involved in some other television show about giving away money and to see what the person would do with the money. And he was on Entourage, HBO's buddy series that actually I liked. I watched that all the way through. But he did a couple cameos on that. He's got a movie company. It's called Magnolia Pictures. They produce a bunch of indie films. So maybe he was getting bored with just being Mr. Maverick's owner and decided he needed to shake things up. But Cuban started talking about college football and a playoff system and saying that he would fund some of the, you know, trying to figure out how to make this happen. He would fund some of that research as to why it can't happen. And basically what he was doing was throwing it back in their face to say, I can come up with, you know, I've got some money here so we can come up with a way to solve this. So what's going on? And he actually even had a proposal about how you could do a few of the top tier bowls and still have a playoff like they do in college hoops. And of course we are in the thick of the bowl season and it is ridiculous. The names of the bowls, which don't even, forget about the names of the bowls, just the craziness of how many bowls there are. And of course for the teams and for those colleges, they want the money. They want the money, so they don't want the bowl games to go away. If there's 50 bowl games and they're part of that bowl action, if they're not invited to the BCS, one of the big deals in the BCS, they're going to make some money, and that's what they want to do. They want to make some money. So NCAA football, Mark Cuban says, okay, there's got to be a way that we can do something. And he says that any attempt to fund a college football playoff would be, you know, inducements, if nothing else. Okay, here's what I'm going to push, even though I know there's all these obstacles. In fact, in his own words, here's a little snippet of Cuban's thoughts.
I have to go through that process of understanding all the little nuances. You know, it can't be really a playoff system. Could it be a tournament? You know, it can't be this, can't it be that. University presidents won't go for this. Will they go for that? You know, and while money is critically important, it's not just about throwing money at teams to say, well, you know, we're going to pay you more. It's got to be structured in a manner that it creates an opportunity that wasn't there before. Then I could put together a proposal that I can take that really becomes a company that's a competitor.
All right, and so you can imagine the Dallas Mavericks owner was met with some opposition. The BCS executive director, Bill Hancock, not thrilled about this, saying his idea that with the financial inducements would be not lead to an overhaul, basically, of the postseason. And he says that this undertaking is no different. He gets a lot of satisfaction in taking on Goliath, and win or lose, it's going to be worth the journey. So he's not going to let this drop. He said he's in the exploratory stages of trying to bankroll a 12 or 16-team playoff to replace the BCS. So he took it a step further. Money talks, baby. He's got the money. So if he gets the sponsors, if he comes up with a way to make this happen, then I think the push would be pretty tough. But like I mentioned, he wants his name out there, and he got his wish. His name is out there. All right, the other story is that here we are in the thick of the playoffs for some of the teams anyway, but then there are others who are teams that are woulda, shoulda, coulda teams that you can't believe that they're not there or at least contending, and one of those teams might be Donovan McNabb's team, the Washington Redskins. What were the Redskins thinking when they signed McNabb in the first place? And now they're starting to feel the imminent disaster. McNabb saying he felt disrespected by the benching because he was benched. And it was an awkward, weird deal for him. And he talked about it on his weekly radio show. Here's a little bit of McNabb's thoughts on being
booted
to the bench.
You know, I was pulled back by it. I mean, you know, when you get in that situation and all of a sudden you get this news before a couple of days before the game, you know, you do feel somewhat disrespected. You know, you could have told me earlier or at least prepared me for it.
All right, so what was the deal? Mike Shanahan, the coach, waited until Thursday night, told McNabb, sorry, Rex Grossman, that stellar Rex Grossman, he's going to be the starter for the rest of the week. There was a lot of rumors about him being pulled, but all of a sudden it happened. And McNabb felt like he had to make a comment, especially since he's on the air, as to how he felt about being yanked. Remember, the Redskins signed him to that contract extension. That's why I say it's crazy. There's a blunder. I was talking in the previous hour about the blunders of 2010. That's a big blunder. It did have a clause that allows the team to release him before next season without any financial obligations. And I think there's a chance that could happen. And McNabb now coming out on the show and saying that this was awful, that this happened. And he was mortified, basically, or disrespected. He may have trouble with Shanahan. And when they sit there and start to look at who they could cut, he may be the name that comes up. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag. Oh, and here
DeVale is here!
Ooh. Yeah, Homer. I love hearing Homer Simpson do that. It sounds like he's running down the hall, doesn't it, with mail in his hand, which I guess essentially he is running with mail in his hand. But he's running with America Tonight's mail. All right, quickly, here's some of the greatest hits in the next couple of minutes, and it includes this one from Little Joe in Little Elm. Hey, Kate, you might have met me a long time ago when you did a sports show in Dallas. I think I went out to one of the remotes. But I'm not writing you to tell you about that. I want to say, great job, America, tonight. I started listening to you on your local affiliate, 1630. I found you by accident, and it's so nice to hear you talking not just about sports but about other things as well. Keep on bringing it, sister. That was nice. Thanks. Here's one from Jeffy C. Jeffy C says, wow, can you believe what's happened in this lame duck session? Would you have thunk it, Kate, that all of these things would have passed? The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How about START? How about the 9/11 responders? Even that wasn't looking so good. And, of course, out the gate, the tax compromise. What happened? That's a great question. What happened? What happened was the Democrats' backs were against the wall and they came out swinging enough, or they came out with olive branches probably more than swinging, and had enough Republicans on different issues to agree. So they had the votes they needed. And for Obama, this is a huge capper for him because it's a couple of wins in a row. There might be some losses for the rest of us because I don't agree with everything that passed, some of it. But not all of the responders, absolutely. That was a long time coming. It should have happened before this. But at least, thank God, they're taking care of the people who really put it on the line to help and search for some of those lost souls at Ground Zero.